47. When Jesus had spoken these words, he says to them, All you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter answered and said to him, Though all shall be offended because of you, yet will I never be offended. And Jesus says to him, Verily I say to you, twice even, that this day, in this night, before the rooster crow, you shall deny me thrice. But Peter spoke the more vehemently to him, If I should die with you, I will not deny you in any wise. Likewise also said they all. Then Jesus went forth with his disciples over the brook Kedron, and they entered into a garden which was called Gethsemane. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus often resorted there with his disciples. And he says to his disciples, Sit you here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and began to be sorrowful and to be very heavy. Then says he to them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Tarry you here, watch with me and pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn a little farther from them, about a stone's cast, and kneeled down on the ground, and fell on his face, and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And saying, Abba, O my Father, all things are possible to you. If you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared an angel to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and comes to his disciples, he finds them sleeping for sorrow, and says to Peter, What, Simon, why sleep you? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Rise, watch you and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is ready and willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither knew they what to answer him. And he left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he comes to his disciples, and says to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us be going. Lo, he that betrays me is at hand. And immediately while he yet spoke, behold, he that was called Judas, one of the 12, having received a great multitude and officers from the chief priests and the scribes and Pharisees and the elders of the people, came there with lanterns and torches, swords and staves. Now he that betrayed him had given them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him fast and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said to them, Whom seek you? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus says to them, I am. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon then as he had said to them, I am, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek you? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, Of them which you gave me have I lost none. And immediately Judas went before them, and drew near to Jesus to kiss him, and came and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, friend, wherefore are you come? Betray you the Son of Man with a kiss? Then came they and laid their hands on Jesus and took him. When they which were about him saw what would follow, They said to him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And then, behold, Simon Peter, which stood by with Jesus, stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus answered and said to Peter, Suffer you thus far, put up again your sword into its sheath, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Think you that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? And he touched his ear and healed him. Then in that same hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, and to the chief priests, and captains of the temple, and the elders which were come to him, Are you come out as against a thief, with swords and staves to take me? When I was daily with you in the temple teaching, you stretched forth no hands against me, and you took me not. But this is your hour, and the power of darkness. And all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then the band of men, and the captains and officers of the Jews that had laid hold on him, took Jesus, and bound him, and led him away. And all the disciples forsook him, and fled.